Հանգոր եւ որդվո եւ հոգուին սրբո, ամեն. There's a story of a priest and a soap maker that are walking together through the city. And as they're walking together, the soap maker says to the priest, "What good is your faith? Don't you see all the misfortune and all the pain and all the agony that exists in this world today? Nobody knows who God is anymore. Nobody reads the scriptures. Nobody listens to the wisdom that's being preached. And wisdom, even that is not being preached anymore." He says, not even the people listen to the prophets and the warnings that the prophets give. If our faith is really true, why is it that everything is so bad in this world today? And the priest listens to this and he keeps quiet and he keeps walking. And as they're walking through the city, they come across this little boy, about this tall, who is dirty. He has mud all over him. He has dirt all over him. He just looks horrible. He's filthy. And the priest says, "Do you see this child here?" And the soap maker says, "Yes." And the priest says, "You say that soap can help clean this child and make him clean again. But what good is it if he has all the soap in the world and we have all the soap and you are a soap maker and yet this child is still dirty? Does soap really do anything then?" And the soap maker interjects and he says, "Wait a minute, hold on. We may have all the soap, but if he doesn't wash himself, if he doesn't use the soap, he's going to stay dirty." And the priest says, "That's true. And it's the same with faith. You may have all the faith in the world, but if you don't use it, if you don't put it to work, then nothing will change in this world." Soap and faith are things that need to be used. They're no good if they just sit there. Faith, unfortunately, we often think and are often told, faith is just an expression. If we just confess that we believe and that's it and we're done and it's over. But that's not what the Eastern churches, the Armenian church, the Orthodox churches have ever preached. We have always taught that faith is not just an expression. Faith is also a lifestyle. You have to constantly use it. Because as we know in English, we say, if you don't use it, you lose it. And this is true with so many things. It happens with faith. It happens with language. How many of us have learned languages long ago? And if we don't use it, we end up losing it. The same is with muscles and working out. If you don't use your muscles constantly, you're going to lose those muscles. How many times, myself included, I have done this, we go to the store and we see this new exercise machine or exercise tool. And we say, I'm going to buy this and I'm going to finally get in shape. And we buy it and we bring it home and then we put it off to the side and we don't ever use it. And then we wonder, why am I not getting thinner? Why am I not getting stronger? Why am I staying the same? Because we're not using what we have been given. We're not using the tools that we have. And if we don't use our faith, and then we wonder why our life is the way it is, we should not blame God for not helping us. We are the ones to blame because we're not using that faith that has been given to us. And when we use our faith and it grows stronger, just like muscles, when it grows stronger, then we'll be able to withstand the storms that come in our lives every day. In today's gospel reading, we hear about Christ and his disciples, and they're in a boat, and they're crossing a sea, the Sea of Galilee. And as they're crossing, a huge storm arises. And as the storm is shooting and throwing the boat around, and there's waves coming into it, and they're about to sink, the disciples say, "What are we doing? Let's go and we have to find the teacher. We have to find Christ." And they go and they find him, and they say, "Rabbi." They wake him up. They find him in the back of the boat asleep. And they wake him up and they say, "Rabbi, don't you care that we're going to be lost? Don't you care that we're going to die?" And Christ, without saying a word, gets up and he looks and he says, "Be still." And immediately the entire storm disappears. It dissipates. And there is a peace over the whole sea. And he turns, and the disciples are amazed. They've never seen anything like this. Even today, if this happened, we would be amazed. And he looks at them and he says, "Where is your faith? Where is your faith?" It's not enough just to have Christ in our lives. The disciples had Christ on the boat. That wasn't enough. There were still storms that were going on. It's not enough just to have Christ. We need to put Christ to work. We need to put our faith in action. We need to show our faith and use it. Not just say, "I have it," but demonstrate it. How many of us, or how many people do we know, who have such strong faith, but they don't put it to work? They don't use it. Well, then actually the next question is going to be, how do we use our faith? How do we put it to work? It's not just saying it, it's living it, but how do we live our faith? It includes forgiveness, respect, sacrifice. All these things are included in this idea of faith. But faith really can be summed up in one more word, and that's love. Loving people. This world is lacking love. If we look out on the news or around us, everyone hates everyone else for every reason. There is so much hate in this world, and there's not enough love in this world. We need to love one another. We need to learn. We need to love God, and we also need to love our enemies. It's difficult. It's hard. It even means we have to love the Turks. This is something that Christ calls us to do, to love our enemies, love those who hate us. This does not mean just lie down and let them do whatever they want, but it does mean helping, converting, changing them. Love can only take place, and faith can only take place if we put it into action. St. Paul very adamantly writes, "If I have such faith as to move mountains, but I have no love, it means nothing." If we do not use it, we will lose it. With so much going on in the world today and the lacking of love and faith today, it's up to each of us to make it a reality. As Christians, we are called to love one another, love our enemies, love our friends, love everyone we come in contact with. And through our love, we will convert them. We will change them. St. Paul also writes, "If your enemy does bad to you, love them. Do good to them. And it will be like heaping hot coals on their heads." Because they don't understand that. They expect us to fight back. But if we do not fight back and we show them love, little by little they will be converted and they will change and they will find Christ. The entire world that is Christian today was once pagan. Armenians were the first among the pagans. We even sacrificed and we martyred the saints, Saints Thaddeus and Bartholomew. We tortured and skinned Saint Bartholomew alive for his Christianity. And yet he loved us still. And he was able to convert. And now Armenia and many people are Christian because of that. We may not see the change today or tomorrow, but later on we will see it from heaven, looking down and glorifying God who has given us the power, the strength, and the ability to change those that we come in contact with. So it is my prayer that starting today, if we do not love, we start to love a little bit more. And by doing that, we can convert the entire world for Christ.
Amen.
Amen.